You were
warmed over.
Warmed over. Mm-hmm. And what did you have on the table for seasoning?
You mean like salt or?
Mm-hmm.
We had salt and pepper and the sugar bowl.
Did you have anything for greens?
Yes, we had pepper sauce.
Mm-hmm. And how about molasses?
We had molasses pitchers always on our table and the butter dish.
Sugar molasses.
Did you use, you said molasses pitcher, did you use any other word there?
Mm.
Molasses stand?
Yes, you know, I believe we did. No, it was the preserve stand, molasses pitcher, preserve stand.
Preserve stand.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And what was that?
Well, that's what we had the pear preserves in, or peach preserves, or...
And stand, in other words, would be just a...
It stood up on a little pedestal-like and had a top on it. And my mother, you know, she'd can the pear preserves, and instead of setting the can on the table, or the jar, you might say,
she
would empty it out in this preserve stand.
I see. I've heard that used with molasses. I'm not quite sure. And you would dip out the preserves.
Uh-huh, dip out the preserves,
With molasses. And you have to remember anything like this when something is cooking and people would come in. And they say, well, I just... They'd sniff, and they'd say, mm-hmm. well, just what?
Smells good.
Uh-huh. Would they ever say smell of that?
Smell of that? Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Would they say smell it or smell of it?
Smell that. I don't believe it'd be smell of that.
I've heard both.
Uh-huh.
And I'm curious.
Uh-huh.
Some places, I guess they say consistently, just smell of that.
Since you mentioned it, I believe it is smell of that.
Uh-huh. And how about eggs? How did you use them? How did you prepare them?
You wouldn't say raised your own eggs. We had our own eggs, had our own hens.
Mm-hmm.
I guess produced our own eggs would be the word. And, well, we just cooked them just about every way you can cook them. We had fried eggs and scrambled eggs and boiled eggs and
how would you boil
stuffed
them?
Eggs.
Uh-huh.
Put them in a...
Would you boil them how long until...
Well, now, you really boiled eggs back then. You know, nowadays, you don't think you're supposed to boil them. You're really supposed to kind of... They're not supposed to boil at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they really boiled back then.
Put them in boiling water, let them boil about 8 or 10 minutes if we want them hard boiled.
Mm-hmm. So that they...
Too hard.
Now, my dad would always like an egg, a soft-boiled egg. He didn't want it to stay in there over 2 or 3 minutes. And he liked to then crack it open and take a spoon and dig out the inside into a little dish and put some butter and salt and pepper.
He what would he call the inside, the 2 parts?
Well, I don't know.
Would he say yellow or?
Yeah, yellow.
Yolk
no, it was yellow.
Yolk?
The yellow of the egg.
Uh-huh. Yellow and the white?
Mm-hmm. The yellow and the white.
Mm-hmm. And poached eggs, did you ever...
Yes.
Did you ever hear them called dropped eggs?
No, it's poached eggs.
And you mentioned hominy, you made your own.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And how about, tell me something about the way you would use milk. Well, you'd milk and then from the milk pail, where would it go?
Oh, it would go, my mother had a strainer. Now I believe she kept a clean cloth
mm-hmm.
that she used to strain her milk through.
Mm-hmm.
She always said a strainer, you couldn't keep a strainer clean enough. Mm-hmm. And she was very particular about the milk.
Mm-hmm.
And this was one of the things she would really boil, is that milk straining cloth. It was mm-hmm. pure white. And you'd strain it through that.
Mm-hmm.